DeepEnglish.com. Cheating Death, Active Speaking, Part C. Mike had enough of a brain left to control his heart rate, breathing, and digestion. Did he have enough of a brain left to control his heart rate and breathing? Yes, he had enough of a brain left to control his heart rate and breathing. What else could he control? He could also control his digestion. He was fed with liquid food and water through the esophagus. How was he fed? He was fed with liquid food and water through the esophagus. The miracle chicken was a survivor, but was his quality of life worth fighting to live for? What do you think? Mankind has always had a talent for cheating death. What has mankind always had a talent for cheating? Mankind has always had a talent for cheating death, possessing the wit and means to beat the Grim Reaper is the ultimate test of survival. Is possessing the wit and means to beat the Grim Reaper the ultimate test of survival? Yes, possessing the wit and means to beat the Grim Reaper is the ultimate test of survival. Yet all that is born must die. Sooner or later, we all pay the piper and shuffle off this mortal coil. Who must we all pay? We must all pay the piper. Will we all shuffle off this mortal coil? Yes, we will all shuffle off this mortal coil. There's a Russian millionaire who believes we can cheat death and live forever. What country is he from? He's from Russia. What does he believe? He believes we can cheat death and live forever. Dmitry Itzkov believes within the next 30 years it will be possible to upload a human brain to a computer. Does he believe it will be possible to upload a human brain to a toaster? No, he doesn't believe it will be possible to upload a human brain to a toaster. He believes it will be possible to upload a human brain to a computer. When does he think this will happen? He thinks this will happen in the next 30 years. He believes the technology is possible and has put large sums of his own money into it. What has he put into it? He has put large sums of money into it. Do you believe this is possible? Dmitry explained, "The ultimate goal of my plan is to transfer someone's personality into a completely new body." Who said this? Dmitry said this. Neuroscientist Dr. Randall Cohn believes Dmitry's vision is plausible. What kind of doctor is Dr. Randall Cohn? Dr. Randall Cohn is a neuroscientist. What does he believe is plausible? He believes Dmitry's vision is plausible. He believes it would be difficult but possible. Does he think it would be easy? No, he doesn't think it would be easy. He thinks it would be difficult but possible. How the brain generates our mind remains a mystery. What is a mystery? How the brain generates our mind remains a mystery. For leading neuroscientist Dr. Miguel Nicolelis, Dmitry's vision is a flawed one. Is his vision a perfect one? No, his vision isn't a perfect one. His vision is a flawed one. Dr. Miguel said, "You cannot code intuition. You cannot code aesthetic beauty. You cannot code love or hate." Can you code intuition? No, you can't code intuition. Can you code aesthetic beauty? No, you can't code aesthetic beauty. What about love or hate? Can you code them? No, you cannot code love or hate. There's no way you'll ever see a human brain reduced to a digital medium. Did he say the brain can't be reduced to a digital medium? Yes, he said the brain can't be reduced to a digital medium. Dmitri is not discouraged by the naysayers. Is Dmitri discouraged by the naysayers? No, Dmitri is not discouraged by the naysayers. The millionaire said, "For the next few centuries, I envision having multiple bodies." Who said, "I envision having multiple bodies"? The millionaire said, "I envision having multiple bodies. One somewhere in space, another hologram-like, my consciousness moving from one to another." Does he want to have a body in space? Yes, he wants to have a body in space. Does he want another body that is hologram-like? Yes, he wants another body that is hologram-like. Many would argue that without death, life would have no meaning. What would many argue? Many would argue that without death, life would have no meaning. The Robertson family learned the hard way that only in the shadow of death are we truly alive. Who learned the hard way? The Robertson family learned the hard way. Did they learn that only in the shadow of death are we truly alive? Yes, they learned that only in the shadow of death are we truly alive. In 1971, a retired merchant Navy officer, Dougal Robertson, tired of running his dairy farm. Did he tire of running his boat? No, he didn't tire of running his boat. He tired of running his dairy farm. He threw caution to the wind, bought a boat, and took his wife and four children on a great adventure. What did he throw to the wind? He threw caution to the wind. What did he buy? He bought a boat. Did he take his dairy farm on a great adventure? No, he didn't take his dairy farm on a great adventure. He took his wife and four children on a great adventure.